And so I would just say, remind yourself of that, that he knows, he sees, he's provided, he's in control. He has you under his wings. Hey guys, welcome to the 5 Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another 5 Minute Fatherhood. So I know one of the questions I have wondered as my wife has gone through 5 pregnancies is, what is the impact of stress when you are pregnant? Does it impact the baby? And so this is something that a lot of our listeners and a lot of you guys are dealing with, trying to figure out, how do you support your wife when she's pregnant? And there was a study done and published in the British Journal of Psychiatry. And let me read to you guys what it was findings. The headline is, stress in pregnancy makes child personality disorder more likely. Okay, here's another thing to worry about. But anyway, we'll talk about how to handle this. But the study found prolonged high levels of stress during pregnancy could have a potentially long-lasting effect on children. Children exposed to severe maternal stress were 9.53 times more likely to develop a personality disorder than those whose mother experienced no stress. Those exposed to moderate stress had 4 times the chances. This could be stress related to relationship problems, societal factors, psychological problems, for example. So one of the things that we really want to encourage you guys to keep in mind, and we've talked a little bit about this, is that in Genesis 3, it really makes clear that a lot of the stress for provision really falls on the father, especially because when it really delineates sort of these two responsibilities after the fall, provision and really carving out a living, scratching out a living from the earth, was really given to Adam, to Eve. There was all of these challenges that came with having and bearing children. And so it's important to, I think at this day and age where we're all sort of obsessed with equality, what we really want to do is put both of those curses on our wives and say, why don't you bear the children and have all the stress related to pregnancy and all of the things related to that, and take 50% of the burden or more for provision and things like that. And so one of the things I think this really speaks to you guys is, it's really important to figure out how to really support your wife well when she's pregnant. I think that's a really important thing to really have as a goal. I heard one time a speaker say that when you hear somebody stressed out, it's another way to say that is they're feared out. Like they're really afraid of something. There's something that is really bothering them and that they're worrying about. And so we really want to craft kind of an experience for our wives where we tell them while they're pregnant, please let me stress out about everything else. Like, let me really worry about how to provide, how to take care of things. And you are doing so much in really making another human being I want to really bear these responsibilities on behalf of our family. And I think it's just interesting, this study really bore out, it's really important that we provide an environment for our wives that is as stress-free as we can. It's incredibly stressful going through a pregnancy already. And so that's something that I think we can really at least try to do for our wives. And that seems to have an impact on our future family if it impacts the kids to anywhere close to the degree that this study, which is kind of alarming, right? The way this is describing how the impact this has. But what are your thoughts about that one, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, I actually agree. I've actually done a lot of research and reading on stress. I came out of, I think, a more stressful environment growing up, me and my mom. Anytime you're in more of that kind of context, lower income, poverty, stuff like that, my mom was amazing and did the best to mitigate against that. But yeah, so I've kind of thought about how that kind of works on our body and stuff like that. One good book I would suggest to people is How Children Succeed. It's like one of my favorite parenting books, but it's not a parenting book. It's more like a, I don't know, journalist kind of sociological kind of type book, kind of like a Malcolm Gladwell book, but on children, you know? And a lot of the book is dedicated to stress. And it's to a degree to everything you just said. It's stress is actually one of the more detrimental things that can happen to a child's development, because it's kind of like they give this analogy of, it's almost like, you know, firemen that come in to put out a fire, right? Firemen usually, you know, they're really, really good because they put out a fire, but usually they're going to break all the windows and kick down the door to put out that fire. They're not treating the house very nicely. And he goes, and of course your body, you know, the stress response system is like that, is what he says. And if you just keep having that over and over and over and over and over again, well, then your house is going to be very dilapidated, which is our bodies, right? And so that's kind of, and that's why a lot of people develop autoimmune diseases with high levels of stress and some of these things, that it really, we really take it on in our body, right? And the mom shows this even in pregnancy, and we show that in our own lives with stress. So the one, I guess I'll say two things, because these are 5 minute fatherhoods, not 20 minute fatherhoods, is what I'll say is, the first thing is, don't be stressed by us talking about stress. I can already assume that the people that usually are more stress prone would hear something like this and get stressed, right? So, you know, and then also remind yourself of the gospel, right? Because I think the gospel is ultimately the thing that alleviates stress, which is usually underlied by what Jeremy said, fear. The opposite of fear is love, and Jesus is love. And leaning, and it's not some magical formula. I think it's actually a spiritual formation and practice that takes all of life to learn how to release our hands, to learn how to center ourselves on his provision, on his kingship, on his lordship, and understanding what that means to our lives. And so I would just say, remind yourself of that, that he knows, he sees, he's provided, he's in control, he has you under his wings. That really, really makes a big impact. Hey guys, we want to personally invite you to our 5 Minute Fatherhood Facebook group. Even if you don't use Facebook, consider jumping into this group, because we're creating a community of dads who are learning to coach their family teams on mission. We help answer questions you have about fatherhood, we celebrate wins, we interact with you through exclusive live Q&A sessions, and more. Just go to Facebook and search for 5 Minute Fatherhood, all spelled out, no numbers, and request to join.